Afternoon, it's Monday, 3rd of January. It is the afternoon and we're getting up and getting dressed and we're going to leave the house. This might be surprising for some of you because, as you know, we are the world's laziest people. And in keeping our record, what we heard last night, we'd heard there was a weather forecast for today was awful, really bad. So when we took the kids home last night, we then drove around for a couple of hours, dropping stuff off at Blockbusters, picking up food, making sure that everything was perfect so that today we didn't have to get up or do anything. In fact, I had just made a move to get up because I was going to move from the bedroom to the TV room. I've managed to download the first day's cricket from the final test in the Ashes. And so I was going to put that on my computer and then play some Donkey Kong Country while that was on. I had a bit of a frustrating day yesterday. I don't know whether Donna actually got it. Is that it's not that it's bad. It's terrible watching other people play video games because you spend hours going, well, why did you do that? Or why don't you do this? Or it's sort of backseat driving at its worst. And I spent 6 hours yesterday with Nikos playing Donkey Kong Country and then Epic Mickey. And there was just stuff like that. Pick up the bananas and get an extra life. Or the coin. The coin will buy you the banana juice that'll make you invincible. And, oh, for God's sake, don't go that way. Which then got slightly worse during Epic Mickey, where he kept coming up to instructions and then just going straight past them. And you're saying, you might need to read the instructions. And so we go back and the instruction said, you need to turn the two gears on the balcony. So you then say, well, go up the balcony. And he'd start going up towards the balcony. And then he'd come back down and go off somewhere else. And it was just so frustrating. And it was 6 hours of hell. And so I was just going to spend a couple of hours with cricket on in the background, playing Donkey Kong Country and collecting all those bananas and coins just to prove a point. However, as I did, my phone went off and there was a recorded message. Unfortunately, the recorded message was in Spanish, so I had no idea what it was. But having waited 3 more minutes, Maria's phone then goes off and she gets the same message. They're about to cut off our phones. Because, you know, you get that moment between Christmas and New Year when you totally forget everything. And we suddenly realised it is the 3rd of the month and everything, the mobiles, the landline phone, the internet and the cable for the TV should have all been paid. And somehow we've forgotten to do that. So we're getting up and getting out of the house. The good news is the weather forecast was totally rubbish. It's not totally blue skies overhead. There are blue skies with clouds in it. I'm hoping that Maria at some stage notices the clouds and goes, "Ah, the sky in my country looks..." But they're a bit naff, the clouds. Sorry, this is an in-joke between the two of us because we spend hours watching television programmes from England and she spends hours going, "Why did you leave? It's so beautiful. Just look at the clouds in the sky. The sky is so wonderful." Which then leads me on to a final thing. We were watching David Mitchell in Who Do You Think You Are, where he went back to his roots and he ended up in Scotland. And the word G-A-E-L-I-C, I always thought was pronounced Gaelic, but they pronounced it Gaelic the whole way through the episode. Now, I don't know whether this means that in Scotland it's pronounced Gaelic and in Wales it's pronounced Gaelic, or everybody's taken a turnaround and is now pronouncing it Gaelic, and somehow I missed the memo that told me how to pronounce the word, says the man who can't pronounce the word memo. Anyway, I've got to go out, got to pay phone bills, got to pay television bills, got to pay bills. And then I've got to come back and play me some Donkey Kong. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.